AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Prime Minister of Canada is at the White House.
Few countries match up the way the United States and Canada do.
President Obama is praising new Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They met today in the Oval Office, and Trudeau says there is agreement on climate change.
We'll take ambitious action to reduce methane emissions nearly by half from the oil and gas sector, reduce use and emissions of hydrofluorocarbons, and implement aligned greenhouse gas emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles.
The president joked there is one area of disagreement: hockey and the home of the Stanley Cup.
Is it in my hometown with the Chicago Blackhawks?
Trudeau pointed out many of the Blackhawks players are from Canada. The rain is not expected to stop at least for a few days in parts of Louisiana. Jack Skaggs is a local official in Tiburon, Louisiana. He says this type of flooding can sneak up on you.
People look out their front door and it looks fine. And not really understanding the major consequences that could be around the corner.
Some parts of Louisiana could get as much as 14 inches of rain. A Senate panel has confirmed the first openly gay military service secretary.
The Senate Armed Services Committee has approved the nomination of Eric Fanning to be Army Secretary, the service's top civilian post. He was nominated months ago, but GOP Senator Pat Roberts had put a hold on Fanning to protest the Obama administration's bid to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Fanning then served as acting secretary, but stepped down in January over concerns about violating requirements for filling openings requiring Senate confirmation. Fanning earlier held high-level posts in both the Air Force and Navy. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Three children reported missing from their home in South Carolina have been found safe. Wall Street, the Dow is down 73 points. This is AP Radio News. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland got a look at overcrowded refugee camp on the Greece northern border with Macedonia. About 14,000 people are camped in the mud there. In Brussels, the European Union's Commissioner for Immigration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, says there is only one way to stop smugglers and illegal immigration.
We have to open a safe and regular window. Otherwise, we shall see migrants and the smugglers, the ruthless smugglers that are behind them, trying to find new routes.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is renewing her criticism of other European countries' moves to shut borders to migrants. A convicted murderer and another violent inmate escaped from a prisoner transport van near Roswell, New Mexico. People in the area are being told to lock their doors. The director of Oregon's Wallowa Avalanche Center, Kip Rand, was killed in an avalanche. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.